This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, everyone. Shalom Aleichem. We're continuing in Mishnah Berurah, Daf HaShavua. We're up to Siman Mem Gimel. We're in the middle of Sif Aleph. We'll read again from the beginning of the Mechaber. And the Mechaber said it is Asur Likonis Beis HaKisei Kavua LaHashtin B'Tfilin Shabroishai. It's prohibited to enter a permanent bathroom to urinate with tefillin on your head. Gezer Shemiyasim Tzrachav. We're afraid you might defecate. V'moichsan biyadai, if you're holding them, mutar lahashin mehem beis hakisei kavua. One can urinate in a set beis hakisei. So, you can wear it, but you could hold it. Says Rama, v'hainu dafka kishamashtin meyushav. That's only if you're urinating sitting. D'lek lamei chashal nitzaytzeis. There's no fear of spritzing. Avo mashtin me'umad. But if one urinates standing, pshita da aser, doloi adif beis hakisei arai. Beis hakisei, if someone who urinates standing, then it's aser, because it's not better than a temporary bathroom. What does that mean, it's not better than a temporary bathroom? So to sit, to urinate wearing the tefillin, that you for sure can't do. We're afraid you might defecate. Holding it, you're only allowed to urinate in a set bathroom. In a beis hakisei arai, you cannot urinate. Only in an established one. But you got to be sitting. But if you're standing, then for sure not. Or the same thing would be if someone urinates sitting. Or or in worked over ground, so in a temporary bathroom, it's also permitted. So in other words, in a temporary bathroom, it's not usually permitted. However, in a temporary bathroom, we're afraid of nitzaytzeis, even if you're holding it. But in a temporary bathroom, one is allowed to urinate sitting or in worked over ground, it's permitted. There's no difference. So you'll ask, well, wait a second. If you're allowed to be mashtin, miyushav, in a beis hakisei arai, then there's no difference between a beis hakisei kavua and a beis hakisei arai. Because the Rama started off by saying that you're only allowed to urinate in a set bathroom if you're sitting. Well, you could do the same thing in an arai. So then there's no difference between kavua and arai. No, the only difference is ela de beis hakisei kavua mistama oisa tzrachav miyushav. In a beis hakisei, ela de beis hakisei kavua mistama oisa tzrachav miyushav. In a set beis hakisei, you're probably doing your needs sitting. Beis hakisei arai mistama oisa umad hove ino nifna legdoilam. Okay, so now we're learning the key between Beis HaKisei Arai and Kavua. Beis HaKisei Arai, you only use for Ketanim. Beis HaKisei Kavua, you also use for Gedoilim. A Beis HaKisei Kavua, Mestama, you do your needs sitting. Therefore, if Mestama, you do your needs sitting, you're allowed to hold tefillin and do whatever you got to do. Why? Because there won't be nitzaytzeis. But mashtin mu'umad, in a beis hakisei kavua, you can't do, because that's the same thing as beis hakisei arai. Because in beis hakisei arai, you also stand. If you happen to sit, it's mutter. In other words, there's no difference fundamentally between kavua and arai. It's that if you're standing, you're allowed to hold tefillin. If you're sitting, you're allowed to hold tefillin. If you're standing, you're not allowed to hold tefillin. There's no difference halachically between arai and kavua. It's just difference is whether you're allowed to sit or stand. You're allowed to sit. You're not allowed to stand. We're up to Mishnah Berurah Siv Katan Dalad. Pshita da asar. Mashtin mu'umad, it's pasha that it's aser. Ba'oichsan biyadai. Why? Shema yikaneach hanitzaytzeis. because you might wipe the droplets. Well, din kashem baroshay the aser. Likewise, if they're on your head, it's aser. The chayshinan shema yeshev. We're afraid you might sit. V'yasabhem tzrachav. So if you're standing, then it's aser even to hold them. And if you're wearing them, it's aser, because you might sit. So there are two issues we're dealing with here. There are two issues that have to be navigated. If you're holding tefillin, then you might get your hands dirty if there are nitzaitzais. If you're wearing tefillin, the problem is that you might do tzrachav, which you can't do wearing tefillin. So the Mechaber starts off saying that in a Beis HaKiseh Kavua, you're not allowed to be mashin with tefillin on your head, because there the issue is you might do your tzrachim. To hold them, you could be mashed in, but that's only if you're sitting. If you're standing, there is an issue of droplets. So, Beis HaKiseh Kavua, the issues are, you might be yifne, so you're now to wear the tefillin, regardless whether what you're doing. And to be mashed in, it's only permitted sitting, not standing. So the issue of droplets is you might get your hands dirty while you're wiping if there are any droplets. So if you're in a Beis HaKiseh Kavua and you're sitting and you're holding the tefillin, there's no problem. But then the Rama says, if you're mashed in sitting, or an offer tichuach in a Beis HaKiseh Arai, it's also permitted. Says Mishbro Ibn Makam Midron, or if there's a drain, if there's a slope, Nami Shari Vein Chilak, Mikam Makam Yesh Chilak Tzas. There's a little bit of a Chilak. De Bekeva Di Yeshcha Shema Yasa Tzrachav, a Beis HaKiseh Kavua, where there's a chshash that you might do your needs, Tzarech Sheyia Bevigdai Uviyadai. It has to be in a cloth in your hand, Kama Shikasavti B'sivkat and Gimel. Even in your hand alone, nami mutar b'zeh, it's also permitted. There's no concern for droplets. In a temporary Beis HaKiseh. Okay, so let's see the mechaber further. So one more time, if you have a set Beis HaKiseh, so then you cannot do anything wearing the tefillin, even if you're being mashed in, because you might be mafne. What about to hold the tefillin? To hold the tefillin, now it's going to depend if you're standing or sitting. Only if you're sitting. If you're standing, there's a problem of nitzaitzais. And regarding holding tefillin, there's no difference between arai and kavua. Just in a Beis HaKiseh arai, people typically stand. In the Beis HaKiseh Kavua, people typically sit. The only difference is, Mishnah Berurah says, by Beis HaKiseh Kavua, where there's a chashash shema yasa tzrachav, so then when you're sitting and you want to hold the tefillin, you can't just hold it in your hand, it has to be in a beged. The Mechaber continues, the Beis HaKiseh Arai, in a temporary bathroom, mutar lahashin behem gshem b'roisha, you could even urinate if they're on your head. Why? Because we're not afraid you're going to take care of your needs, because people don't typically take care of their needs in a Beis HaKiseh Arai. Avalim oichsan b'yadai, but if you're holding them, asur lahashin behem ma'umad, it's asur to urinate standing. Afilum toifes oisam b'vigdai, even if you're holding it in your cloth. Why? In a cloth, you're going to have to rub off with your hand whatever sprinkles on your feet. So therefore, a Beis HaKiseh Arai, you could urinate wearing them, but you can't urinate holding them if you're standing, even if you're holding them in a cloth. You remove them at a distance of 4 amos, and you give it to your friend. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Beis HaKiseh Arai, Deloy Gazrinam Beis Shema Yipan Behem, V'rak Sheizar Shalai Yafiach Behem. We're not afraid that you're going to do gedolim, just maybe one will pass gas. So then, in a beis hakise arai, you could urinate wearing them, but you can't be holding them if you're urinating standing. Because we're afraid you're going to wipe off the droplets with the hand that you're holding the tefillin in. So therefore, you remove them at a distance of 4 amos. Look in the Magen Avraham that writes, the Mashakasav Mechaber Metchila, that which the Mechaber writes in the beginning, also Lahashin Mehem Umad, that you're now to urinate standing. When the Mechaber said in the beginning that Asr lahashtim hem umad, where did the Mechaber say that? I guess in the second part of the Mechaber, when the Mechaber says Aval im oichsan biyadai Asr lahashtim hem umad, that's not talking only about Beis Hakisei Arai. That's talking about Kavua as well. Kama Shekasav Haga. Uma Shekasav Alecholtzim Berichuk Dalet Amos. That's talking about Mai B'Kavua. Di'i Beis Hakisei Arai. If it's talking about Beis Hakisei Arai, you don't have to remove it at a distance of 4 Amos. Choyleitz Umashtin La'altar. You could remove and urinate immediately. V'chein Kasav Atas. L'chaveroi. Okay. You give it to your friend. He himself cannot hold them. After Mayer B'Kavua, even though it's talking about a Beis Hakisei Kavua, like we just said in the previous Mishnah, meaning he himself cannot hold it while he's being mashed in Umar. Even though we're talking about Kavua, and we say in Sifhei that you hold it in a cloth in your hand, still, kivan demari kishmashim umad b'chashim mishum litzoytzoys. Since you're urinating standing, we're afraid of the droplets. We're afraid you might wipe them with the hand that you're holding tefillin, so you have to give it to your friend. Says the mechaber, continues. Umidivrei Rambam nere sha'aser lahashtin k'shehem b'roishay. According to the Rambam, it appears that you can urinate not only in a Beis Hakisei Kavua, we're afraid you might defecate, but even a Beis Hakisei Arai, if you're wearing them, Bein Beis Hakisei Kavua, Bein Beis Hakisei Arai, V'yesh lo choshu ledvarav. So one should not urinate wearing tefillin, even in a Beis Hakisei Arai. K'shehin b'roishai, says Meshavrovu adin mezroyai, the Sfira lay, because the Rambam holds, the gazrinon shema yofiach bahen. There might not be a gzer that one will defecate, but there's a gzer one will be one will pass gas, avo kishen b'chisan. But if they're in their pouch, v'oiches akis b'yadai, and you're holding the pouch in hand, mutter l'hashram d'v'akol, it's a mutter to be mashed according to everyone. Shek shehen b'chisan, because when they're in their pouch, ein isser b'hafacha. There's no isser of passing gas, k'mosh yisbar b'simim mem dalet. L'dvara, b'choy shesh for the Rambam, u'le'es atzoyrech. If there's a need, kagon sheis batal yideza metfila batzibor, that you're going to lose davening with a minion, yachal lisma chadat rishayna, you can rely on the first opinion. Ach sheizar harbe, should just be very careful. Shelo yavay lidei hafacha, not to come to pass gas. Kein kazav chayadim kamakim noagin lachlitz hashal roish. The minog though is to remove the shal roish, the gam hashal yad, and even the shayad nochin lahasar ritzuis mikafayad. It's correct to remove the ritzuis from the palm, shalayavoy l'shavshev hanitzaitis b'hem, so you don't come to rub the droplets in a hand that has ritzuis wrapped around it. Okay, Rabbi Say, we're going to hold it over here. Next week is Bein Azmanim, so we'll continue the following Monday. Okay? So, Be'ezos Hashem, we will continue the following Monday, and at that point, we will be one day behind. And we'll see when we're going to catch up, okay? Hatzlach, everyone. Have a good Shabbos. Kol Tov.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.